This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some results from the archery deer hunt, and we also have some results from the youth deer hunt, and we'll be taking a look at some of the crappie fishing going on throughout the area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, the archery deer hunt is underway, and the archery harvest during the past week remained strong, even though heavy rains and strong winds throughout much of the state the previous weekend depressed the weekend success rates. Results as of October 13th show Illinois deer hunters as harvest a preliminary total of 8,869 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was 7,987, so they're up nearly 1,000. The top five counties for archery harvest during the this period were Pike with 308, Fulton with 300, Jefferson with 229, Adams with 187, and Knox with 176. The harvest at that point consisted of 68.5% does and 31.5% males. Results for our local counties followed by the previous year's total for the same period showed Calhoun County archers bagging 75 deer compared to 87. Greene County hunters harvested 87 compared to 89. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 94 compared to 121, while Morgan County hunters tagged 69 compared to 67. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the period was 95 compared to 58, and the Madison County harvest stood at 138 compared to 148, while Montgomery County hunters bagged 105 deer compared to 109, and the Bond County harvest was 64 compared to 51. Now, as more crops are removed from the fields, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer and harvesting them. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks. The Illinois archery deer season continues through January 18th, and the season does temporarily close during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 21st through the 23rd and December 4th through the 7th. There's again a special muzzle loader only season scheduled for December 12th through the 14th, and hunters possessing the muzzle loader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm season, which again is December 4th through the 7th. A special late season antlerless only deer hunt is scheduled for January 1st through the 4th and January 16th through the 18th, and the late winter season permits are available at licensed vendors statewide beginning typically in mid-December. In addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from the regular firearm, youth, and muzzleloader only seasons may also hunt during this special season, provided their permits are valid in the particular county they wish to hunt. It's important to note that the unfilled permits are valid only for the county they were originally issued, and hunters wishing to utilize unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permits should check with the Department of Natural Resources to ensure that their county is open for the late season hunt. And as we mentioned, we do have some results from the youth deer hunt. Unfortunately, it would be hard to imagine any worse weather than was experienced by our young hunters last weekend. Still, success was enjoyed by many in spite of the weather. As might be expected, the special 2013 youth deer hunt, which was held October 11th through the 13th, resulted in a smaller harvest than last year, but it was not as bad as many anticipated. During the special hunt, Illinois youth bagged a preliminary total of 2,761 whitetails, compared to 3,007 in 2013, which was also a three-day season. The year's harvest consisted of 54% male deer, and the top five counties for the youth hunt this year was Pike with 152, Randolph with 81, Fulton with 80, Jefferson with 69, and Adams with 67. Now, results from our local counties show Calhoun County youths bagging 33 deer, down from 51 last year. The Greene County youths harvested 41, 8 more than a year ago. Youths in Macoupin County recorded 60 whitetails, 10 more, while Morgan County youth tagged 31 deer, up by 2 from last year, and the youth hunt harvest in Jersey County was 30 compared to 37 a year ago. Madison County youngsters tagged 20 whitetails, down by 5 from 2013, and Montgomery County youths bagged 25 compared to 29 a year ago, so it wasn't all that bad. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing, crappie fishing in particular, at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Say, deer hunters, ever wish that your venison could be made into a wider choice of products? Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist, offering a choice of over 20 premium products. Among the favorites are bacon burger, and what isn't better with bacon? Salami and a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and more. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 217-556-3871. Open 7 days a week, all season long. Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, crappie fishing is in full swing right now, and every local lake that's allowing fishing, and including the big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs, is seeing some pretty doggone good crappie fishing. They're catching fish at virtually every local lake. Some are smaller than others, depending on the lake, but the fish, the bite has been good, and a lot of fish are coming in. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, crappie are rated good. They've been good all year and are continuing to be good. In fact, they're seeing a little bit bigger fish now. Jigs are working well here. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs are doing the trick, as well as small and medium minnows, and they're even catching a few on mealworms. They're fishing the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area for one. From the shore, try fishing near structures like the hot spots, being the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Branch, the Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. But crappie are not the only thing going red hot right now. There's been a red hot catfish bite as well at Rend. Commercial catfish baits, leeches, night crawlers, and large minnows are yielding some very good action. Try fishing the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and North Sandusky Day Use areas. Try setting your line 3 to 4 feet deep over the shore or around the rocks. Try fishing leeches in moving water and drift fish the flats, all producing good numbers of crappie. And also, we're also seeing some very good crappie and catfish action at Carlisle as well. In fact, the catfish bite has been superb. They're very active. Shoreline fishermen are having nearly as much success as the boat anglers. The boat anglers are drifting with bait shrimp and finding some nice catches. Pull and line anglers are using commercial catfish baits like Sunny's and Gino's, and they're also catching good numbers of catfish, quality catfish, on cut shad or live shad. And the crappie bite, also good in the Carlisle Lake. The crappie are coming in shortly and are coming in and will shortly even be better with the weather getting cooler. Right now the bite is at about 3 to 4 feet, and their anglers are finding very good success. In the tailwaters, more catfish coming in on crawlers and cheese baits, and the crappie bite seeing some nice crappie coming from the spillway. Minnows and tube jigs are producing good catches there. And at Lake Shelbyville, we checked with guide Steve Welch, and he says it's shaping up to be another one of those weeks. Fish are on the move in the falling water temperatures and the strong winds and tons of cold rain to boot. They've watched the surface temperatures fall from 71 to 62 the last couple of days, and this is pushing the fish back into the coves and up the creeks. They like these cooler water temperatures, but more importantly, the bait does too, and they've seen large migrations of bait moving into the bigger coves. Welch says they're using minnows under slip bobbers, but not fishing nearly as deep as they were. They're targeting down trees and brush in about 10 feet of water, and they'll soon be fishing even shallower. They're still fishing the main lake brush as well as, some of that has been going a little bit deeper. They'll be going 12 to 15 deep when the wind allows. His plan is to start jig fishing once the temperatures fall to 60, but for now he doesn't see a lot of fish on the main lake structure on the north end. There aren't many boats out there to get any kind of report on what they're doing, so he says most days he sees less than a dozen boats on the lake. But the crappie bite has been good, and they're catching good numbers of crappie. And the catfish bite here, too, has been good. They're catching good numbers of catfish on shad, as well as live and commercial catfish baits, and they're catching a few largemouth bass as well in the morning hours and the evening hours. They're trying all types of topwater lures, as well as jig and port combinations and spinner baits, yielding some pretty good bass action. So there's some good fishing to be had, as well as looking at our local lakes. We'll see lots of good crappie action there, and the catfish bite still good there too. So we've got lots of good fishing, and we've got the deer hunts going strong. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, and that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.